We've all had moments when life feels stagnant, when we look around and wonder if we're truly living up to our potential or merely going through the motions. But what if I told you that in just 90 days, you could completely change the direction of your life? 90 days isn't some random number. It's the perfect window to break old patterns, establish new habits, and set a foundation for long-term success. In this episode, we're diving into a powerful 90-day plan that focuses entirely on you. It's not about doing more for others or meeting societal expectations. It's about aligning your actions with your values, rediscovering your purpose, and creating a life that feels fulfilling and intentional. Think of this as your personal reset button. Whether you're feeling stuck in your career, your relationships, or your mindset, these next 90 days can help you reclaim control and set yourself on a transformative path. Together, we'll explore actionable strategies, from auditing your life to mastering self-discipline, to ensure you're equipped with everything you need to make this transformation happen. This isn't about perfection, it's about progress. The next 90 days are your opportunity to focus on what truly matters, to leave behind what's holding you back, and to step into a more empowered version of yourself. Are you ready? Let's start building the life you deserve, one day at a time. 1. Audit your life. Before you can transform your life in 90 days, you need to understand exactly where you stand. Think of this as taking inventory. You can't navigate to a destination without first knowing your starting point. Auditing your life is about being honest with yourself, evaluating what's working, and identifying what isn't. It's a process of reflection that lays the foundation for meaningful change. Start by asking yourself the big questions. Am I where I want to be in my career? Am I satisfied with my relationships? Is my physical and mental health where it should be? What areas of my life feel out of balance or neglected? Grab a journal or a piece of paper and break your life into key categories: health, career, relationships, personal growth, and mindset. Under each category, list what's going well and what could improve. For example, under health, you might write, "Going well. I exercise regularly and drink enough water. Needs improvement. My diet could be healthier and I'm not sleeping enough." This process may feel uncomfortable at times, but honesty is essential. Remember, this isn't about judgment, it's about awareness. The goal is to see your life clearly so you can make informed decisions about what to prioritize over the next 90 days. Once you've done this evaluation, identify the areas that need the most attention. Ask yourself, what changes would have the biggest impact on my happiness and well-being? Maybe it's improving your physical health, strengthening your relationships, or advancing in your career. Write these priorities down and keep them visible. They'll serve as your compass throughout your 90-day journey. Next, look at your current habits and routines. Are they supporting your goals or are they holding you back? For instance, if you want to focus on personal growth but spend hours scrolling through social media, that habit needs to be reassessed. Identify the habits that align with your vision and those that need to be replaced. Auditing your life isn't just about identifying problems, it's also about recognizing your strengths. What are you already doing well? What qualities have helped you succeed in the past? These strengths will be your tools for navigating challenges and building momentum. Here's a practical step to get started. Set aside 30 minutes today to do a life inventory. Write down where you are in each key area of your life and what you'd like to improve. Be specific. For example, instead of saying, "I want a better career," Right. I want to switch to a career that aligns with my passion for helping others. Clarity is key. By the end of this process, you'll have a clear picture of your starting point and a list of areas to focus on. This step is critical because it allows you to approach the next 90 days with intention and purpose. Without this awareness, you're likely to repeat old patterns and miss opportunities for growth. Remember, this is just the beginning. Auditing your life is not about fixing everything at once. It's about identifying what matters most and taking the first step. By understanding where you are now, you set the stage for where you want to go. Because before you can create the life you want, you need to know the life you have. 2. Craft your 90-day strategy. Now that you've audited your life and identified the areas that need attention, it's time to turn insight into action. A dream without a plan is just wishful thinking, but a well-crafted strategy transforms your goals into achievable steps. This is where the real magic happens. Crafting your 90-day strategy is about taking control of your journey and creating a clear roadmap to guide you toward meaningful transformation. Start by focusing on your top priorities, the areas that, if improved, would have the biggest impact on your life. Maybe it's building better relationships, advancing in your career, or improving your physical health. Choose no more than 3 main goals to focus on during these 90 days. Why 3? Because too many goals dilute your focus and spread your energy too thin. Once you've identified your goals, break them down into smaller, actionable steps. For example, goal, improve physical health. Action steps, exercise 3 times a week, drink 8 glasses of water daily, and prepare healthy meals at home. Goal, advance in your career. Action steps, update your resume, take an online course to develop a skill, and network with industry professionals. Breaking your goals into manageable tasks makes them less overwhelming and gives you a clear sense of direction. Each small step builds momentum, helping you move steadily toward your larger vision. Next, create a timeline. Map out what you'll accomplish each week for the next 90 days. This helps you stay organized and track your progress. For example, week 1, join a gym and complete 2 workouts. Week 2, increase workouts to 3 per week and meal prep for the week ahead. Week 3, focus on consistency and track energy levels. By assigning specific tasks to each week, you make your goals feel achievable and create a system of accountability. It's also important to anticipate potential challenges. Life happens. Unexpected events, setbacks, or moments of self-doubt are inevitable. Prepare for these by asking yourself, "What might get in the way of my progress, and how can I overcome it?" For example, if you know you struggle with time management, plan your days in advance and set reminders for key tasks. Here's a practical tip. Write down your 90-day goals and action steps somewhere visible, a notebook, your phone, or even a vision board. Seeing your plan daily keeps you focused and motivated. Consider tracking your progress with a checklist or calendar to celebrate small wins along the way. Each checked box or completed task reinforces your commitment and reminds you that you're making progress. Accountability is another powerful tool. Share your 90-day strategy with someone you trust, a friend, mentor, or coach who can encourage you and hold you accountable. Sometimes, knowing that someone else is rooting for you can make all the difference in staying on track. Remember, this isn't about being perfect. Your strategy is a guide, not a rigid set of rules. Life may throw curveballs, and that's okay. Stay flexible and adjust your plan as needed. What matters most is consistency, showing up every day with intention and effort, even if progress feels slow. Crafting your 90-day strategy is like designing a blueprint for a house. The clearer and more detailed your plan, the stronger and more purposeful the foundation you build. By breaking your goals into actionable steps, assigning timelines, and staying accountable, you create a roadmap that turns your vision into reality. As you move forward, keep reminding yourself, "Every small step I take brings me closer to the life I want." With a solid strategy in place, the next 90 days aren't just about change, they're about transformation. You're not just hoping for a better life, you're building it, one step at a time. 3. Let go of the past. The past has a way of clinging to us. Memories, regrets, old habits, and unresolved emotions can all weigh us down, making it harder to move forward. While reflecting on the past can provide valuable lessons, staying stuck in it can rob us of the energy and focus we need to create a better future. By letting go of the past, you free yourself to embrace change and fully commit to your 90-day transformation. Letting go doesn't mean forgetting or ignoring what happened. It means choosing not to let your past define your present or dictate your future. Think of it this way. If you're carrying a heavy backpack full of stones, every step forward becomes more difficult. But when you unpack those stones, one by one, you lighten your load, making it easier to move toward your goals. Start by identifying what you need to release. This might include old habits, unproductive routines that no longer serve you, like procrastinating or relying on unhealthy coping mechanisms. Limiting beliefs, thoughts like, "I'm not good enough," or "It's too late for me to change." Emotional baggage, regrets, grudges, or guilt that keep replaying in your mind. Take a moment to ask yourself, "What am I holding on to that's preventing me from moving forward?" Write these things down in a journal. It's a powerful way to acknowledge them and begin the process of letting go. Once you've identified what's holding you back, it's time to take action. For example, if you're holding on to regret over a past mistake, remind yourself that mistakes are opportunities to learn. Ask, "What did this experience teach me, and how can I use it to grow?" If you're carrying a grudge, consider the power of forgiveness, not for the other person, but for yourself. Forgiveness frees you from the emotional burden of resentment, allowing you to focus on your own growth. If you're stuck in a limiting belief, challenge it with evidence of your abilities and potential. Replace "I can't do this" with "I've overcome challenges before, and I can do it again." Here's a simple yet powerful exercise. Write a letter to your past self. In it, acknowledge the mistakes, pain, or habits you're ready to release. Then, express gratitude for the lessons you've learned and end the letter with a commitment to move forward. You don't have to show this letter to anyone. It's for you. Writing it down can be a cathartic way to process your emotions and let go. Letting go also means breaking free from the routines that keep you anchored to the past. If your evenings are spent scrolling through social media, replace that habit with something that supports your growth, like reading, journaling, or practicing mindfulness. Small shifts in your daily actions can have a profound impact on your mindset and progress. Another important step is to focus on the present. When you dwell on the past, you lose sight of what's happening here and now. Practice mindfulness by grounding yourself in the moment. Notice your surroundings, take deep breaths, and bring your attention back to what you can do today to move forward. Think of letting go of the past like clearing out a cluttered room. At first, it feels overwhelming, but as you remove each item, the space becomes lighter, more open, and ready for something new. By releasing what no longer serves you, you create room for growth, possibility, and transformation. When you affirm, "I let go of the past," you're making a powerful statement. You're choosing to leave behind what no longer supports your journey and focus on the opportunities ahead. Remember, the past is a chapter, not the whole story. You have the pen in your hand now, ready to write the next page. So, take a deep breath and release what's holding you back. With every step forward, you're not just letting go. You're stepping into a brighter, stronger, and more empowered version of yourself. And that's where true transformation begins. 4. Set clear personal rules. To create lasting change, you need more than just goals. You need a set of personal rules that act as your guiding principles. Think of these rules as the framework for your 90-day transformation, helping you stay focused, disciplined, and aligned with your values. They're not restrictions, they're commitments to yourself that empower you to live with purpose and clarity. Personal rules are a declaration of what you stand for and how you choose to navigate your journey. Without them, it's easy to get distracted, fall back into old habits, or let external pressures dictate your actions. By setting clear personal rules, you create structure and accountability, making it easier to stay on track. Start by reflecting on your values and goals. Ask yourself, what kind of person do I want to be? What habits and behaviors will help me reach my goals? What distractions or temptations do I need to guard against? Your answers to these questions will form the foundation of your rules. For example, if your goal is to improve your health, a personal rule might be, "I will exercise at least 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week." If your focus is on personal growth, a rule might be, "I will spend 15 minutes each day reading or learning something new." Keep your rules simple and actionable. They should be clear enough to guide your daily decisions without feeling overwhelming. Avoid vague statements like, "I'll try to eat healthier." Instead, be specific. "I will prepare home-cooked meals 5 days a week." Another important aspect of personal rules is setting boundaries. Boundaries protect your time, energy, and focus, ensuring you're prioritizing what truly matters. For example, "I will not check social media during work hours." "I will decline commitments that don't align with my 90-day goals." Boundaries are a way of saying yes to your goals by saying no to distractions. Once you've defined your rules, write them down and keep them visible. Place them somewhere you'll see every day. A sticky note on your desk, a note in your journal, or a reminder on your phone. Seeing your rules regularly reinforces your commitment and helps you stay aligned with your intentions. Here's a tip. Review your rules at the start of each day. Take a moment to reflect on how you'll apply them and visualize yourself following through. This practice keeps your rules top of mind and sets a positive tone for your day. But what happens when you slip up? Life isn't perfect, and neither are we. If you break one of your rules, resist the urge to be overly critical. Instead, view it as an opportunity to learn and recommit. Ask yourself, what led to this slip, and how can I avoid it in the future? Growth comes from reflection, not perfection. Your personal rules should also evolve with you. As you progress through your 90-day journey, some rules may no longer serve you, while new ones may become necessary. Revisit and refine them periodically to ensure they continue to align with your goals and values. Think of personal rules as the foundation of a strong house. They provide stability and structure, allowing you to build upward without fear of collapse. With these rules in place, you're not just reacting to life, you're proactively creating the conditions for your success. When you affirm, "I set clear personal rules," you're making a promise to yourself. You're choosing to live intentionally, guided by principles that reflect your aspirations and values. These rules aren't limitations. They're tools that empower you to focus, grow, and achieve your vision. So take a moment today to define your rules. Write them down, commit to them, and let them guide you through your 90-day transformation. With clear personal rules, you're not just hoping for change, you're ensuring it. And that's a powerful step toward creating the life you truly want. 5. Write your mission statement. A mission statement is more than just words on a page. It's your personal declaration of who you are, what you value, and what you aim to achieve. Think of it as your North Star, guiding your decisions, actions, and mindset throughout your 90-day transformation and beyond. Writing your mission statement gives you clarity, focus, and a renewed sense of purpose, especially in moments of doubt or distraction. Unlike a generic motivational quote, your mission statement is deeply personal. It's a reflection of your unique values, goals, and vision for your life. Crafting it requires thought and introspection, but once it's written, it becomes a powerful tool to align your daily actions with your long-term aspirations. Start by asking yourself these key questions. What kind of person do I want to be? What values are most important to me? What impact do I want to have on the world or those around me? What does success mean to me? Not by society's standards, but by my own. Your answers to these questions will form the foundation of your mission statement. For example, if kindness and growth are central to your values, your mission statement might be, "I strive to grow every day, treating myself and others with kindness and working toward a life of purpose and impact." If creativity and contribution are your focus, it could be, "I commit to using my talents to create meaningful work that inspires and uplifts others." Your mission statement should be concise, clear, and inspiring. Avoid overcomplicating it. Focus on what truly matters to you. It's not about perfection, it's about authenticity. Here's a practical way to approach writing your mission statement. 1. Reflect on your values. List the principles that guide you, such as honesty, perseverance, compassion, or growth. 2. Define your goals. What do you want to achieve in the next 90 days? How do these goals align with your long-term vision for your life? 3. Identify your purpose. Think about the impact you want to have and the legacy you want to build. Once you have these elements, combine them into a single cohesive statement. For example, "I commit to living with integrity, focusing on personal growth and contributing positively to the lives of others. Each day, I strive to align my actions with my values and take meaningful steps toward my goals." Writing your mission statement is just the beginning. To make it truly impactful, revisit it daily. Read it aloud each morning or write it in your journal to remind yourself of your purpose. This practice reinforces your commitment and keeps your goals at the forefront of your mind. Your mission statement also serves as a decision-making tool. When faced with choices or challenges, ask yourself, "Does this align with my mission?" If the answer is no, it's a sign to reconsider your path. This clarity helps you avoid distractions and stay focused on what truly matters. Let's consider an example. Suppose your mission statement emphasizes balance and growth. When an opportunity arises that demands significant time but doesn't contribute to your personal development, you might decide to decline it. By staying true to your mission, you protect your energy and prioritize your goals. Another benefit of writing a mission statement is the sense of empowerment it provides. Life can feel chaotic at times, but having a clear purpose grounds you. It reminds you of your why and gives you the strength to push through obstacles, knowing your efforts align with a bigger vision. Remember, your mission statement isn't set in stone. As you grow and evolve, your priorities may shift, and your mission can adapt to reflect those changes. Revisit and refine it regularly to ensure it continues to resonate with you. Think of your mission statement like a compass. Even when the journey feels uncertain, it points you in the right direction, helping you navigate with confidence and clarity. It's a reminder of who you are and what you're working toward, keeping you aligned with your best self. When you tell yourself, "I write my mission statement," you're taking a powerful step toward intentional living. You're defining your purpose, aligning your actions with your values, and committing to a life of meaning and fulfillment. So, take some time today to write your mission statement. Make it personal, make it meaningful, and let it be your guide as you embark on this 90-day transformation. Because when you live with purpose, every step you take is a step toward the life you truly want. 6. Build an action board. Vision is the spark that ignites transformation, but action is the fuel that keeps the fire burning. An action board is your personal roadmap, a visual and practical tool that bridges the gap between where you are now and where you want to be. It's not just about dreaming big, it's about turning those dreams into tangible steps that guide you toward your goals during these 90 days. Unlike a traditional vision board that focuses solely on the end goal, an action board emphasizes the steps required to get there. It's a dynamic, ever-evolving system that keeps you motivated, organized, and focused on consistent progress. Think of it as your accountability partner, a daily reminder of what you're working toward and how to get there. Start with your vision. Begin by identifying your key goals for the next 90 days. These goals should align with the priorities you set during your life audit and your mission statement. Be specific and clear about what you want to achieve. For example, lose 10 pounds and build a sustainable exercise routine. Launch a side project and generate consistent progress. Strengthen relationships by spending quality time with loved ones. Write these goals down and make them the centerpiece of your action board. This is your why, the purpose behind your efforts. Break goals into actionable steps. Next, break each goal into smaller, actionable tasks. These are the building blocks of your transformation. For example, goal, improve physical health. Action steps, meal prep every Sunday, exercise 3 times a week, drink 8 glasses of water daily. Goal, launch a side project. Action steps, research your target audience, outline the first project phase, and dedicate 2 hours every evening to focused work. These action steps should be specific, measurable, and realistic. They form the how of your action board, giving you a clear roadmap to follow. Make it visual. Your action board should be visually engaging and easily accessible. Use a physical board, a notebook, or a digital tool like a project management app. Include visuals that inspire and motivate you, images, quotes, or symbols that represent your goals and values. For example, a picture of a healthy meal to represent your fitness goals. A quote like, "Small steps every day lead to big results," to remind you of the power of consistency. A calendar or timeline to track your progress over the 90 days. This visual element isn't just about aesthetics. It reinforces your focus and keeps your goals at the forefront of your mind. Set weekly and daily targets. Break your 90-day timeline into manageable chunks. What milestones do you want to hit each week? What tasks can you accomplish daily to stay on track? For example, week 1, research and gather resources. Week 2, implement the first step of your plan. Daily, dedicate 30 minutes to focused effort on your goal. By breaking your timeline into smaller intervals, you make progress feel achievable and maintain momentum throughout the process. Review and adjust regularly. Your action board is a living tool. Take time each week to review your progress and adjust your plan as needed. If something isn't working, don't be afraid to pivot. Flexibility is key to maintaining progress without getting discouraged. For example, if a workout routine feels unsustainable, try shorter sessions or different activities that suit your lifestyle. Celebrate small wins. Transformation is a journey, not a sprint. Use your action board to celebrate milestones along the way. Mark off completed tasks, reward yourself for progress, and acknowledge how far you've come. These small celebrations reinforce your commitment and keep you motivated. Stay accountable. Place your action board where you'll see it daily, on your desk, on your wall, or as a widget on your phone. Seeing it regularly keeps your goals fresh in your mind and serves as a constant reminder of what you're working toward. You can also share your progress with a trusted friend or mentor for added accountability. Why it works? An action board transforms vague aspirations into a clear, actionable plan. It keeps you focused, reduces overwhelm, and helps you track your progress visually. More than that, it reminds you that every small step matters, that your daily actions are the foundation of your 90-day transformation. By affirming, "I build an action board," you're committing to turn your dreams into reality. You're not just hoping for change, you're designing it, tracking it, and living it. So today, take the time to build your action board. Make it inspiring, actionable, and personal. Let it guide you through the next 90 days, step by step, toward the life you've envisioned. Because with every action you take, you're proving to yourself that transformation is within your reach. 7. Create a sanctuary for focus. Your environment plays a crucial role in shaping your mindset and supporting your transformation. A cluttered, chaotic space often reflects or even amplifies a scattered mind. Conversely, a well-organized and intentional environment acts as a sanctuary, helping you stay calm, focused, and energized as you work toward your 90-day goals. By creating a sanctuary for focus, you're setting yourself up for success, both mentally and physically. Think of your sanctuary as a space where you can fully dedicate yourself to your growth without distractions. It's not just about decluttering your surroundings. It's about designing an environment that inspires you and aligns with the goals you're striving to achieve. Here's how to make it happen. Start by decluttering. Before you can create a space that fosters focus, you need to remove anything that distracts or overwhelms you. Look around your home or workspace. Are there piles of papers, unused items, or objects that don't serve a purpose? These physical distractions often translate into mental clutter, making it harder to concentrate. Begin by decluttering one area at a time. For example, if you're working on a career goal, clear your desk of unnecessary items and keep only the tools you need, like your laptop, notebook, or planner. If your focus is on personal growth, create a corner of your home with comfortable seating, soft lighting, and your favorite books or journal. As you declutter, ask yourself, does this item support my goals or bring me joy? If the answer is no, it's time to let it go. Organize with intention. Once you've cleared out the clutter, organize your space in a way that promotes efficiency and inspiration. For example, use containers or shelves to keep your items neatly stored and easy to access. Arrange your workspace so that everything you need is within reach, reducing unnecessary distractions. Add personal touches like a motivational quote, a photo that inspires you, or a plant to bring a sense of calm and connection to nature. The goal is to create a space that feels functional and welcoming, a place you'll want to spend time in as you work toward your transformation. Designate your focus zones. If possible, create separate areas for different activities. For instance, a desk or table for work-related tasks, a cozy chair or floor cushion for journaling, reading, or meditation, a workout area with space for exercise or yoga. Having designated zones helps your mind associate each area with a specific purpose, making it easier to transition between tasks without distraction. Minimize digital distractions. A sanctuary for focus isn't just about physical space. It's also about limiting digital noise. Turn off unnecessary notifications, silence your phone, and close irrelevant tabs or apps on your computer. Consider using tools like website blockers or focus timers to help you stay on track during dedicated work sessions. Incorporate elements of comfort and inspiration. Your sanctuary should be a place where you feel relaxed, motivated, and ready to focus. Think about what energizes or soothes you, and incorporate those elements into your space. For example, soft lighting, like a desk lamp or candles, can create a warm and calming atmosphere. Inspirational objects, such as a vision board, photos of loved ones, or tokens that represent your goals, can serve as visual reminders of your purpose. A playlist of calming or motivational music can set the tone for productive sessions. The key is to make your space a reflection of your intentions, a physical manifestation of the life you're working toward. Maintain your sanctuary. A sanctuary for focus isn't a one-time setup. It's a space that requires ongoing care and attention. Dedicate a few minutes each day to tidying up, organizing, and resetting your environment. This small effort keeps your space fresh and inviting, ensuring it continues to support your goals. Why this matters? Your environment profoundly influences your mental state. A cluttered, chaotic space can drain your energy and make it harder to concentrate, while an organized, intentional space fosters clarity, focus, and motivation. By creating a sanctuary for focus, you're giving yourself the tools and support you need to stay committed to your 90-day transformation. When you affirm, "I create a sanctuary for focus," you're acknowledging that your surroundings are a vital part of your journey. You're choosing to design a space that empowers you to work with purpose and clarity, free from unnecessary distractions. So today, take a look at your environment. What changes can you make to turn it into a sanctuary for focus? Start small, clear a corner, organize your desk, or add an element of inspiration. With each step, you're creating a space that reflects your commitment to growth and transformation. And in this sanctuary, you'll find the focus and energy you need to create the life you've envisioned. 8. Design a morning routine. How you start your day sets the tone for everything that follows. A well-crafted morning routine isn't just about productivity, it's about creating intentional space to align your mind, body, and energy with your goals. By designing a morning routine that supports your 90-day transformation, you set yourself up for focus, clarity, and success every single day. A powerful morning routine isn't one size fits all. It should be tailored to your needs, values, and goals. Think of it as a personalized toolkit that prepares you mentally and physically for the day ahead. Whether you have 10 minutes or an hour, the key is consistency and purpose. Start with reflection. Begin your morning by checking in with yourself. This could be as simple as sitting quietly with your thoughts or writing in a journal. Ask yourself, what are my priorities for today? How can I align my actions with my goals? What am I grateful for right now? Reflection helps you ground yourself, clear your mind, and approach the day with intention. Even a brief moment of gratitude can shift your mindset, boosting positivity and focus. Move your body. Physical activity in the morning is a powerful way to energize yourself and improve focus throughout the day. This doesn't mean you have to hit the gym for an intense workout, unless that's your preference. It could be a simple stretch, a short yoga flow, or a brisk walk outside. Movement wakes up your body, releases endorphins, and prepares you to tackle challenges with clarity and energy. For example, you could dedicate 10 minutes to stretching while focusing on your breath. This practice not only boosts circulation, but also helps reduce stress and tension, setting a calm and focused tone for the day. Feed your mind. Your morning is a great time to nurture your personal growth. Engage in activities that stimulate your mind and inspire you to move closer to your goals. This could include reading a chapter of a book that aligns with your interests or aspirations, listening to a podcast or audio program that motivates or educates you, practicing affirmations to reinforce positive beliefs about yourself and your journey. For instance, you might affirm, "I am capable, focused, and ready to take on today's opportunities." These words set a positive foundation for your actions and decisions. Nourish your body. Fueling your body with a nutritious breakfast is another important element of a successful morning routine. What you eat affects your energy levels, mood, and concentration. Choose foods that support your well-being, such as fruits, whole grains, and proteins. Drinking water first thing in the morning is also crucial to rehydrate and kickstart your metabolism. Plan your day. Take a few minutes to outline your top priorities. Identify the tasks that align with your 90-day goals and decide when you'll tackle them. This doesn't have to be an exhaustive to-do list. Focus on what matters most. For example, morning. Work on a key project for 90 minutes without distractions. Afternoon, take time to connect with a mentor or colleague. Evening, dedicate 30 minutes to personal development or journaling. By planning your day, you eliminate decision fatigue and create a clear roadmap for progress. Limit distractions. One of the most common ways we sabotage our mornings is by diving into distractions like checking emails or scrolling through social media as soon as we wake up. Instead, make your morning routine a technology-free zone for at least the first 30 minutes. This allows you to focus on your own priorities before letting external influences take over your day. Stay consistent. The power of a morning routine lies in its consistency. Start with small, manageable steps and build from there. For example, if you're new to morning routines, you could start with 5 minutes of journaling and a quick stretch. Over time, as the routine becomes a habit, you can expand it to include additional elements like exercise or planning. Why it works. A morning routine isn't just about ticking off tasks. It's about cultivating a mindset that supports your growth and transformation. By dedicating the first part of your day to yourself, you reinforce your commitment to your goals and set a positive tone for everything that follows. It's a daily reminder that you're in control of your journey. When you affirm, "I design a morning routine," you're choosing to prioritize your well-being, focus, and growth. You're not leaving your day to chance, you're starting it with intention and purpose. So take some time today to design a morning routine that feels right for you. Keep it simple, stay consistent, and let it evolve as you grow. With each morning you dedicate to your goals, you're building a foundation for a more focused, energized, and fulfilled life. And that's the kind of transformation that lasts well beyond 90 days. 9. Start daily journaling. Journaling is one of the most powerful tools for personal growth and transformation. It's not just about writing down your thoughts, it's about creating a space where you can reflect, plan, and connect with your inner self. By committing to daily journaling, you give yourself the opportunity to process emotions, track progress, and stay aligned with your 90-day goals. In a world full of distractions and noise, journaling offers a moment of quiet clarity. It's a chance to pause, look inward, and ask yourself the questions that truly matter. Through this practice, you gain insights into your thoughts, behaviors, and patterns, helping you make intentional choices and stay focused on your journey. Start with gratitude. Begin your journaling session by writing down three things you're grateful for. Gratitude shifts your focus from what's lacking to what's abundant, fostering a positive mindset. These can be simple things, like a good conversation, a peaceful walk, or even your favorite cup of coffee. By starting with gratitude, you set a tone of appreciation and optimism for the rest of your day. Reflect on your day. Use your journal to reflect on the events of the day, both big and small. Ask yourself, what went well today? What challenges did I face, and how did I handle them? What could I do differently tomorrow to improve? This practice helps you celebrate your wins, learn from your experiences, and approach each new day with a sense of purpose. Track your progress. Your journal is also a tool for tracking your progress toward your 90-day goals. Write about the steps you've taken, the obstacles you've overcome, and the lessons you've learned. For example, today I completed my workout and stuck to my meal plan. I reached out to a mentor for advice on my project. I struggled with focus, but found that taking short breaks helped me refocus. Tracking your progress not only keeps you accountable, but also reminds you of how far you've come, which can be incredibly motivating. Use prompts to guide your writing. If you're not sure where to start, prompts can be a great way to guide your journaling. Here are a few ideas. What's one thing I'm proud of today? What's holding me back from achieving my goals? What's one step I can take tomorrow to move closer to my vision? How am I feeling right now, and why? Prompts help you dive deeper into your thoughts and gain insights that might not surface otherwise. Embrace emotional honesty. Journaling is a judgment-free zone. Use it as a space to be completely honest about your feelings, fears, and struggles. Write about what's weighing on your mind, even if it feels messy or uncomfortable. By putting your emotions on paper, you release their hold on you and create room for clarity and resolution. Visualize your future. Dedicate part of your journaling practice to visualization. Write about your goals as if you've already achieved them. For example, I feel energized and strong after reaching my fitness goals. My daily routine is now second nature, and I'm proud of the consistency I've built. Visualization helps you stay connected to your goals and reinforces your belief in your ability to achieve them. Keep it simple and sustainable. Journaling doesn't have to be time-consuming or complicated. Even 5 minutes a day can make a difference. The key is consistency. Find a time that works for you, whether it's in the morning to set intentions or at night to reflect, and stick to it. Over time, journaling will become a habit that supports your growth. Why it works. Journaling is a practice of self-awareness, accountability, and intentionality. It helps you process emotions, track progress, and stay connected to your goals. By putting your thoughts on paper, you create clarity, reduce stress, and build a stronger connection with yourself. When you affirm, "I start daily journaling," you're choosing to take an active role in your transformation. You're giving yourself the tools to reflect, learn, and grow, one day at a time. So today, pick up a notebook or open a digital journal and take the first step. Write down your thoughts, your goals, your dreams. Let your journal be your companion on this 90-day journey, guiding you toward a deeper understanding of yourself and a clearer path to the life you envision. Because transformation begins with self-awareness, and journaling is the doorway to discovering your full potential. 10. Master self-discipline. Self-discipline is the foundation of any meaningful transformation. It's the ability to stick to your goals, even when motivation fades or obstacles arise. While talent and opportunity play their roles, it's self-discipline that determines whether you succeed or fall short. By mastering self-discipline, you gain control over your actions and align them with your long-term vision, no matter the challenges. Let's face it, discipline isn't always easy. There will be days when you don't feel like putting in the work, when distractions seem endless, or when setbacks make you question your progress. But discipline isn't about being perfect. It's about showing up consistently, even when it's hard. Start with your why. Discipline becomes easier when you're deeply connected to your purpose. Ask yourself, why do I want to achieve this goal? What will it mean for my life? Your why is the driving force behind your efforts, the reason you keep going when things get tough. Write it down, keep it visible, and remind yourself of it often. For example, if your goal is to improve your health, your why might be to feel stronger, have more energy, and live a longer, healthier life with my loved ones. When you anchor your discipline to a meaningful purpose, it becomes less about willpower and more about commitment. Break goals into manageable steps. Self-discipline thrives on clarity and focus. Trying to tackle everything at once can lead to overwhelm and burnout. Instead, break your 90-day goals into smaller, actionable steps. For instance, if your goal is to write a book, commit to writing 500 words a day. If your goal is to get in shape, start with 3 workouts a week and gradually increase. By focusing on one step at a time, you build momentum and confidence, making it easier to stay disciplined. Create a system of accountability. Discipline isn't just about inner strength. It's also about creating systems that support your efforts. Share your goals with a trusted friend, mentor, or accountability partner who can encourage you and keep you on track. Use tools like habit trackers, calendars, or apps to monitor your progress and celebrate small wins. For example, if you're building a new habit, mark each day you stick to it on a calendar. Seeing those streaks grow provides motivation to keep going. accountability turns discipline from a solitary effort into a shared journey. Remove temptations and distractions. Your environment plays a crucial role in supporting self-discipline. Identify the distractions or temptations that pull you away from your goals and take proactive steps to minimize them. For example, if social media eats up your time, set app limits, or turn off notifications during focused work sessions. If unhealthy snacks derail your fitness goals, stock your kitchen with nutritious alternatives. By creating an environment that supports your discipline, you make it easier to stay focused and on track. Practice the 2-minute rule. Sometimes getting started is the hardest part. The 2-minute rule is a simple trick to overcome procrastination. Commit to doing a task for just 2 minutes. Often, the act of starting creates the momentum you need to keep going. For example, if you're dreading a workout, commit to putting on your gym clothes and stretching for 2 minutes. If you're procrastinating on a project, open your laptop and write for 2 minutes. More often than not, you'll find yourself continuing far beyond those initial 2 minutes. Learn to embrace discomfort. Discipline requires stepping outside your comfort zone, whether it's waking up early, saying no to distractions, or pushing through resistance. The more you practice leaning into discomfort, the easier it becomes. Remind yourself, growth happens when I challenge myself. Each time you overcome a moment of resistance, you're building your self-discipline muscle. Reward yourself for progress. Discipline doesn't mean depriving yourself, it's about balance. Celebrate your wins, both big and small, to stay motivated. For example, if you've stuck to your workout plan for 2 weeks, treat yourself to something that supports your goal, like a new piece of equipment or a relaxing spa day. Rewards reinforce your efforts and make the journey enjoyable. Be patient and persistent. Discipline is a skill, not an innate trait. Like any skill, it takes time and practice to develop. There will be setbacks, but what matters is your ability to get back on track. If you miss a day or make a mistake, don't let it derail your progress. Instead, reflect on what went wrong, adjust your approach, and keep moving forward. Why it works. Self-discipline gives you control over your life. It allows you to prioritize what truly matters, stay focused in the face of distractions, and persevere through challenges. By mastering self-discipline, you create habits and behaviors that lead to lasting success, not just over 90 days, but for a lifetime. When you affirm, "I master self-discipline," you're committing to show up for yourself every day, no matter the circumstances. You're building the resilience, focus, and determination needed to achieve your goals and create meaningful change. So today, take one small step to practice self-discipline. Whether it's completing a task you've been avoiding, sticking to your routine, or saying no to a distraction, each step strengthens your ability to stay on course. With self-discipline as your guide, there's no limit to what you can achieve in 90 days and beyond. As we've explored today, transformation doesn't happen by chance. It's the result of intentional choices, daily effort, and a commitment to yourself. By focusing on these 10 powerful steps, you're not just setting goals for the next 90 days, you're building a foundation for lasting change and a more fulfilling life. Remember, this journey is about progress, not perfection. Each step you take, no matter how small, moves you closer to the person you want to become. Whether it's auditing your life, crafting a clear plan, letting go of the past, or mastering self-discipline, every action you take is a testament to your resilience and determination. The next 90 days are your opportunity to focus on what truly matters, to break free from old patterns and to step into a more empowered version of yourself. But it's not just about reaching the finish line. It's about who you become along the way. This is your chance to prove to yourself that change is possible, that your goals are within reach, and that you have the strength to create the life you've always envisioned. As you move forward, keep reminding yourself of your why. Stay connected to your mission, lean into the challenges, and celebrate your wins, both big and small. Growth takes time, but with consistency and intention, you'll be amazed at what you can accomplish. Thank you for joining me on this journey. If this episode resonated with you, I'd love to hear your thoughts. Share what steps you're taking or what changes you're excited to make. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who might need a little inspiration to start their own transformation. You have everything you need to succeed. The next 90 days are yours to create, one step, one habit, and one day at a time. Until next time, stay focused, stay intentional, and remember, you have the power to change your life. Go make it happen.